This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Coming up, I hope, to a great weekend to affirm a crucial principle, which is secession is a terrible idea. Whether that's happening in South Carolina in 1861 or whether it's happening in downtown Seattle in 2020. We're lucky to live in the United States. We're lucky to be part of the greatest nation on God's green earth. And I am sorry, there is no reason to coddle or to allow or to play along with the games that people are playing right now in downtown Seattle on Capitol Hill. We will get to that issue in just a moment. We'll also be speaking to a descendant of Robert E. Lee himself, the Confederate commander, his great-great-great-great-grandson, who is a man of God, is going to be talking about the whole issue of statues and base namings and coming to terms with the history of the Civil War, in which his ancestor played such a prominent part. We'll also be speaking with a brigadier general who is a former head of the Department of History at West Point, U.S. Military Academy, about the history of base names based on Confederate heroes. Now there's even an issue in New York City about Fort Hamilton and street names in honor of Robert E. Lee and, yes, Stonewall Jackson in the city of New York. Mayor de Blasio doesn't like it. But then there's lots of stuff that de Blasio doesn't like. He probably doesn't like the fact that he's an idiot. But there it is. Meanwhile, speaking of idiocy, okay, yesterday the president of the United States, I think, did himself no favors by basically threatening a new civil war against the attempt to set up a CHAZ. A CHAZ stands for the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. And there's all kinds of crazy stuff going on there. But what is most crazy is that it's been allowed to carry on to this point. And I really do suspect that the governor of Washington, Jay Inslee, who I think is a little bit more competent than the utterly pathetic mayor of Seattle, Jenny Durkin, the two of them have reacted to President Trump more than reacting to this very real problem and very real threat within their jurisdiction. And the threat isn't making the rule of law look silly. The threat really is just abandoning the rule of law. And here is basically what happened. What's fascinating to me, I have been trying to understand who made the decision for the police, under threat of seeing their precinct station attacked, who made the police retreat and leave the area and abandon what was the Seattle Police East Precinct. So it's now supposed to be the People of Seattle headquarters. They have different signage in front of what used to be the police department. And this is a very, very real problem because the response times for people in an emergency, and yes, there are emergencies where you need police because the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone is not a utopian fantasy inhabited merely by angels. They're bad guys who are there, too. And some of those bad guys, by the way, have defaced buildings and strewn garbage all over the street and tried to extort businesses for, quote, tax money to pay for this autonomous zone. Now, none of this is legal. None of it should be permitted. And the absence of a clear message from the mayor and from the governor has been pathetic and a real threat to public order and a real threat to the whole United States. The President Trump hasn't helped the situation. His tweet yesterday, I think, led to the mayor and the governor reacting to Trump as if Trump were the problem, rather than reacting to these so-called protesters who are the real problem, who are breaking the law, who are driving the police away from this entire six block neighborhood. And by the way, it's not a terrible rundown neighborhood. And for people who don't know Seattle, it is not a predominantly black neighborhood or anything of the kind. It's, the entire notion that this is somehow a strike on behalf of Black Lives Matter. What about the lives of the people who actually live in that part of town, who may have even bought a condo there recently? And yes, there's some black people who are in that situation. What happens to their lives? Yesterday, the president tweeted, radical left governor Jay Inslee and the mayor of Seattle are being taunted and played at a level that our great country has never seen before. Take back your city now. Now, capital N-O-W. If you don't do it, I will. This is not a game. These ugly anarchists must be stooped immediately. Move fast. And immediately and move fast in all capitals with an exclamation point at the end. Later, he tweeted, Sleepy Joe Biden, what does he have to do with this? Nothing. Refuses to leave his basement sanctuary, in quotes, and tell his radical left bosses, all in caps, that they are heading in the wrong direction. Tell them to get out of Seattle now. Liberal Governor Jay Inslee is looking the fool. And then Law and Order, all in caps, with an exclamation point. Okay, I agree that Liberal Governor Jay Inslee is looking the fool, but this is a point that Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, made, is that if Inslee would simply go up to Capitol Hill, give a decent warning, and then say, at a certain period of time, the police are coming back, they're going to occupy the police station, and they're going to enforce the law. And by the way, there are laws against graffiti. One of the terrible things that has happened in Seattle, and I've lived in this area for 24 years, it's actually just about our 24th anniversary, living in the Northwest. And downtown Seattle used to be much more welcoming and much more beautiful and not as scarred by graffiti and broken windows and litter. And this, by the way, is a perfect illustration of the broken windows effect. What's the broken windows effect? That's the idea that if you allow windows to be broken, if you allow chaos to erupt, if you don't enforce the law, you're inviting more serious crime. Because you're sending a message that all order has broken down. And no, it's not just a good-natured block party. I am sorry, it is not. Jenny Durkin, the mayor of Seattle, was on CNN with Chris Cuomo. Listen to the way she described what had happened in her city. Listen.
In terms of how it looks to the rest of the country and the president teeing it up as basically ineptitude, the inability to control your own streets. Is that fair criticism?
So I know it will shock you that the president is perhaps not giving an accurate or truthful picture. We've got four blocks in Seattle that you just saw pictures of that is more like a block party atmosphere. It's not an armed takeover. It's not a military junta. We will make sure that we can restore this, but we have block parties and the like in this part of Seattle all the time. It's known for that. So I think the president, number one, there is no threat right now to the public, and we're taking that very seriously. We're meeting with businesses and residents, but what the president threatened is illegal and unconstitutional. And the fact that he can think he can just tweet that and not have ramifications is just wrong.
The counter will be...
Okay, wait. Stop. No ramifications for the president's tweets, which harm no one except the president by making him look stupid. And yet, No ramifications for the people who are driving the police away from a part of the city. When she says it does no harm to anybody, wait till it spreads to other neighborhoods, which she is inviting. It is an idiocy. If you disagree, you can call us 1-800-955-1776.
Michael Medved.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at The Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jenny Durkin, the mayor of Seattle, has tweeted back to President Trump, quote, lawfully gathering and expressing First Amendment rights, demanding we do better as a society and provide true equity for communities of color is not terrorism. It is patriotism. Okay, is that what we're seeing in Capitol Hill, in Seattle? Is it really? She moments later tweeted, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, hashtag CHAZ, those are the acronym spelling Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, is not a lawless wasteland of anarchist insurrection. It is a peaceful expression of our community's collective grief and their desire to build a better world. Given his track record, it's not hard to believe that Trump is wrong yet again. Okay, this is not about Donald Trump. He had nothing to do with George Floyd's killing. He had nothing to do with driving the police out of a neighborhood in Seattle. Imagine that you live in that neighborhood. Now, a lot of the businesses in that neighborhood, which are struggling anyway because everybody's been hit by the coronavirus crisis, they basically were also hit by violence and destruction earlier, and they put up plywood boards to protect their windows. They're closed down. What are they supposed to do now? When there are people, we are a right to carry state. You can carry your guns here in the state of Washington, and there are people among the protesters who are armed, who are carrying guns and walking around, and according to some reports from people on the scene, hassling members of the business community to try to pay money to continue handing out free food, and they're offering free movies at night, movies for indoctrination. Actually, they've been going for documentaries heavily. Apparently, I think tonight, or they may have done it last night or earlier today, they screened Just Mercy, which we'll be talking about, which is actually a pretty darn good film about Bryan Stevenson. But it has nothing to do with occupying this part of the city. And I don't understand in what universe that is supposed to be acceptable, even for a moment. Listen to Mayor Durkin. This is Mayor of Seattle. And she is on with Chris Cuomo attacking President Trump because he's out of touch with the spirit of these demonstrations. Listen.
Why do you believe the president chose to talk about domination in the face of what's happening, not just in your city, but in many instances when it comes to what the remedy is for the unrest in the country right now? What do you think this is about for him?
I think it shows a complete lack of understanding of why people are in the street. They're in the street fighting a system of domination, and he doesn't understand that. And his response is always one that's bellicose and militaristic, but he doesn't honor the military in that way either, as you've seen from the line of generals that have disputed him. So I think he says dominate because he is totally does not understand what is happening in America, and he is desperately trying to start the old fights and the old divisions that put him in power in the first place.
How long do you think Seattle and those few blocks looks like this?
I don't know. We could have a summer of love.
And care.
Say that is grounds for her resignation to be demanded. It's already the left has already demanded her resignation. I think they might be right to say that we might have a summer of love. Will that encourage the return of law and order to those six blocks on Capitol Hill? And there are people who are telling reporters, literally telling reporters, even television reporters with disclosed hidden identities, that they are afraid to express outrage about the thugs who have taken over their neighborhood because it may lead to windows being broken or worse, or stores being looted, or homes being attacked. Now, Carmen Best, the police chief of the city, who is, by the way, African-American, she says this about some of the impact of the so-called Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. Listen.
Our 911 response times have tripled in the area. They've gone from just over 5 minutes to about 18 minutes. Rapes, robberies, and all sorts of violent accidents have been occurring in the area that we're not able to get to. So it is not a right for us not to be able to deploy our officers here.
Chief Best spoke with protesters several times, and she and command staff evaluated the building and found someone did breach the facility.
There is some damage, and it clearly is a mess around here, so we need to do a lot of cleaning.
Okay, the building I think they're talking about is the police station. And, again, the police chief is confirming that assaults and rapes are occurring within this Capitol Hill autonomous zone, which ought to be a very powerful message to people about why you need the police. And the response time tripled to 18 minutes. That can be literally a matter of life and death, or the distinction between life and a serious injury. And the whole idea, supposedly, Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, says, man, what about a fire in that area, which is not at all unlikely given the predilection for arson by a lot of these demonstrators, so-called. Okay, if a fire occurs, apparently the leaders, who have not yet been made public, of the autonomous zone have a deal with this fire department. They will let the fire department in. But it's still going to be more difficult, and it's still outrageous, and it's still unacceptable. And the main reason it is unacceptable is, look, part of the reason that people are demanding justice for George Floyd is so it doesn't happen again. In other words, that every cop in the country gets the message, and by the way, I think the message has been well received, that if you abuse, harm, or God forbid, kill a suspect, in particular a black suspect, because that's particularly sensitive right now, you're going to have very severe consequences. If you don't provide consequences for these demonstrators, and this isn't brought to an end, this won't be the last city, and it won't be the last neighborhood within the city where this kind of thing is tried. It's completely outrageous and unacceptable. Listen to ABC News trying to make excuses for the radicals on Capitol Hill. It's sickening. We will get to that when we come back. We can also take your calls. I don't know if anybody's been up to Capitol Hill recently. 1-800-955-1776. Look, the whole idea today is supposed to be a day when the entire state of Washington is supposed to be shut down, because the Black Lives Matter movement, has called a general strike. There are some businesses that are closed down, but then again, a lot of them were kind of closed down through the pandemic anyway. We will get to that and what it means and what do you do about it and when does it end. Coming up, 1-800-955-1776.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Many states are reopening their economies after the pandemic, but in fact, many experts say the pandemic is not over and that coronavirus cases in those states are spiking now and hospital beds are filling quickly. The CDC's Dr. Jay Butler says the economy may need to be shut down again.
If cases begin to go up again, and particularly if they go up dramatically, mitigation efforts such as what were implemented back in March may be needed again.
Americans could be in for more stimulus checks. As Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin said today, the Trump administration is seriously considering another round of payments for citizens to help navigate the economic downfall from the pandemic. The son of NBA legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is under arrest, charged with stabbing a neighbor. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
How long do you think Seattle in those few blocks looks like this?
I don't know. We could have a summer of love.
By the way, the summer of love was supposed to be 1967. It was actually a year of devastating riots in Detroit. Detroit has never recovered. Detroit has lost close to half of its population since 1967 and the riots that drove people out of town. And by the way, killed people, led to thousands of arrests and devastation of whole neighborhoods. That was the previous summer of love. And I actually spent a couple of days, that was all I could stand, in San Francisco during the summer of love. Anybody who thinks that was a lovely time wasn't there or is too young to remember. It was ugly and it was awful and it was saturated in mind-killing drugs. And I'm not talking about weed, which is legal in the state of Washington. What about, I don't know, there must be cannabis stores within the Chaz, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. Don't the demonstrators have some sympathy for them? The problem here, and this really needs talking about, is the problem with President Trump's response is he makes it too easy for failed politicians like Jenny Durkin and Jay Inslee to step forward and talk about him. This is not about Trump. He has nothing to do with it. He's not sending federal troops to Seattle. He can't send federal troops to Seattle. The entire thing is nonsense. And if he would just give up, and by the way, it's a great column today by Kimberly Strassel in the Wall Street Journal. And she makes the same point. She's a big supporter of President Trump. Get out of your own way. You are not the story here. Making himself the story is destroying his campaign and wrecking his chances of reelection and destroying the whole Republican Party, frankly. And the chances of holding the Senate and maybe recapturing the House. Let's go to your calls to Steve in Tacoma. Steve, I understand you went up to Capitol Hill. What'd you see?
Yeah, I was watching the news yesterday, and I heard about the war zone and the anarchy, so I had to go put eyes on for myself, and I was largely let down. I agree that this has nothing to do with Trump, but he needs to stop talking about it. It is much ado about nothing. There are cops in there. There are EMTs in there. The shops were open.
You could see uniformed police officers in the zone?
Yeah, they're just kind of standing around out there. There were EMTs inside. There was a fire truck down the road. It looked like they were responding to something just up around near the Whole Foods. The Whole Foods was open. Much ado about nothing.
Okay, so did you have to, what they're reporting is that to get into the autonomous zone, you have to go through the equivalent of customs. They ask you about who you are and why you're coming in. Did you find that experience?
No, it was back and forth, just in and out. There's kind of like some milk crates. And that little sign that they keep showing, the free autonomous zone or whatever it is, there's some milk crates piled up right there and a couple of those orange barriers. But that's the extent of it. Walking in and out, mostly yuppies, to be honest. Not a whole lot of what you would consider protesters. Typical tents, because it is Seattle. There are tents there.
Right. And tents in Cal Anderson Park, as I understand it.
More of them were in the street, oddly. You would think they'd be in the park for comfort reasons, but they were lining the sidewalk more than in the park itself. There was sort of milling about in the park.
Okay. What is striking to me is you say you did see visibly police officers there.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes. They are in the area.
Okay, that's actually very reassuring. Why do you think that people like Mayor Durkan haven't pointed this out to the world?
I don't know. Maybe because she's trying to play to her constituents the same way that Trump is, trying to say that we're leaving them alone. I honestly don't know.
Okay, do you know what?
Go ahead, sorry.
No, I think this is very useful. This is why I take it you've seen it with your own eyes. If others have observed the same thing or observed something very different, please call us because this is very, very different from the way it's portrayed in the media. What a surprise. Media are not always reliable. Appreciate your call, Steve. Thank you for the perspective. Jim in Portland, Oregon. You're on the Michael Medved Show. Hey, Jim.
Hi, Michael. I think to question the leak, I wouldn't advise President Trump to send troops in, but if Eisenhower could send troops into Little Rock to enforce Brown versus Board of Education, I think his legal standing is there. I was wondering, what if they turned off the power and water for 6 hours just to so that, you know, you're not as autonomous as you think you are, and maybe it's time to come back down to earth.
Well, that's a fascinating thing. And, of course, the problem is with doing something like that, or by any step, you end up punishing the main victims of this, which are the innocent people who live in that area, and there are apartments in that area, and people have their homes there. And the people are running businesses there because what are they supposed to do? They're as intimidated and unhappy with this as everybody else. ABC News making their report on the situation, of course, makes excuses for the radicals. Listen.
Time to protesters across this country say they will press forward. And in Seattle tonight, demonstrators now seizing a 6-block area outside a police station, creating what they're calling a police-free zone. And ABC's Matt Guppin from Seattle.
Tonight, that continuing standoff in Seattle.
Where do we want?
When do we want it?
Now! Protesters seizing a six-block area outside this police precinct, which is now boarded up and abandoned.
Have you ever heard of police abandoning a police precinct?
No, not on purpose.
The so-called autonomous zone now complete with barricades, a clinic, and free food.
The people recognize that this building is the people's. You know, we pay for it with our taxes. We just want to make sure that it's being used for the right things.
Seattle PD under fire for its tactics over the past couple of weeks. Flashbangs and pepper spray used on crowds. This little girl crying in pain.
Okay, why was a little girl there in the midst of a confrontation with police? See, the idea of the police abandoning their post, the police chief, Carmen Best, said, I didn't order that. So what we really do need to do, is to find out how it happened that the police left. And this is not a situation that Trump created. I think that his involvement in it has made it less likely that it gets solved satisfactorily. And clearly, I plead with Governor Inslee, who, by the way, in the whole handling of the coronavirus and everything else, has not been nearly as bad as I think a lot of conservative people had expected him to be. But he's terrible on this unless the governor steps in and takes a very clear stand. And again, past this weekend, it's Flag Day on Sunday. So it's also President Trump's 74th birthday. What if somebody in the autonomous zone wants to fly an American flag? Or even if somebody wants to put up a sign with a picture of President Trump saying, Happy birthday, President Trump. Would that person be safe right now with no police presence? And for goodness sake, we do pay tax money, as one of the demonstrators said, for police stations. And to abandon those police stations, to leave your post, to abandon a neighborhood. And by the way, a really lovely neighborhood most of the time. I'm not idealizing it, but there's a lot of life on Capitol Hill and a lot of commercial life. This is outrageous. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On the Michael Medved show, the real question is, okay, what happens? Do you think that people who are running the CHAZ, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, just get tired of it? Or is this simply too much fun to have the entire world, including the President of the United States, focused on what you're doing in a six-square block area? I think that the idea that they get tired of it, or that they give it up, or surrender, or allow the police to go back into their precinct house, to go back into doing their jobs, the idea that they do that willingly, is probably idealistic, which is why you need to talk to people, you need to tell them what's happening, and then when it happens, it has to go forward without interruption and without fear. I am certain the police department is ready for that. And I am certain that the residents of Capitol Hill in Seattle, Washington, are ready to see an end to this experiment in anarchy, basically. Would anyone choose to live in that sort of neighborhood? Would you? Let's go to Bob in Bellevue, Washington. You're on the Michael Medved show.
Michael, I have lived in Seattle for 75 years. I live in Bellevue now, and I grew up in Wedgwood, but people don't realize throughout the United States that Capitol Hill is a very, very expensive area. It's not a cheap area, especially as you move farther north, okay? Some of the highest prices.
Yeah, too. Toward Volunteer Park, you're right.
Yeah, and the thing is, there's in this area, the six blocks, people have invested millions of dollars in these buildings. They're paying taxes, and the people that live there are getting no protection whatsoever. I mean, this is ridiculous. Now, I know Trump goes a little overboard sometimes, but somebody's got to do something about this. Don't these people that own that property, don't they have any rights at all?
Well, of course, people on the left would say, no, they've stolen their wealth on the backs of exploited people of color, et cetera, and they have no rights whatsoever. But, of course, Americans no different. And by the way, it's not all wealthy business people. There are all kinds. I mean, Capitol Hill has cafes. It has a Whole Foods. It has markets. It has nightlife. It has a little bit of everything. And to try to trash this neighborhood, and in the name of what exactly? It is completely outrageous. And going into the weekend, it's completely necessary that we get a clear signal from the local authorities. The difficulty with President Trump signing this is that it's worse to issue a threat that you can't actualize than it is to just leave it alone. And for President Trump to say, if you don't fix it, I will, the question is, okay, Mr. President, when and how? And the truth is, this should not, must not become a federal matter, because by becoming a federal matter, then you're rallying a lot of people who should be on the side of, yes, law and order and decency and cleaning the trash out of the streets and not having people tending on the sidewalks and allowing businesses to open and services to provide, allowing that to happen. People who should be on that side will be turned on the other side because they will be against federal intervention and the presence and involvement of President Trump. The one thing that I think shows a profound double standard, and I know a number of people have made this point. Do you remember when Cliven Bundy took over that Malheur Wildlife Preserve in Oregon? And yes, that continued for weeks and weeks, and it was ridiculous. But again, there was no support for that. I mean, it was a clearly challenging governmental authority, and driving the police out of Capitol Hill is worse, because nobody lived in the wildlife preserve. They're American citizens who are living and suffering right now in Capitol Hill. Tom in Glendora, California. Tom, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, thank you so much, Michael. Thanks for covering this great topic with your very good insight being up there in Seattle. You know, I understand fully what you said just a minute ago, that this ought not to be federalized, but is it not true that if Governor Inslee refuses to take quick, decisive, corrective action, as you said earlier, it sends a grave signal that we are very weak, and would it not be true that President Trump would have a grave obligation to meet with Inslee, insist that he does something definitive, and if he doesn't, do something at a federal level and announce to the country, any more of this crap where we're living like a third world country won't be tolerated. The governors will clean it up. We are going to remain the greatest nation on earth. And if we don't, we're in for a real horrible living hell, Michael. Am I
okay? The horrible living hell that I anticipate, if President Trump really followed through with any of that, there would be about 20 other Democratic governors who would encourage or welcome that kind of defiance of federal authority. It simply cannot work. Aside from the legality, the talk before about using troops to protect the students in Little Rock, as President Eisenhower did, that was to protect life and limb. And I think that if there were examples of violence or property destruction while this is going on, I would assume the local authorities would utterly be compelled to go forward and do something. And I do think people in Seattle, and it's people in Seattle, ought to speak out and let the mayor know. I mean, she already has Kashama Swant, who is the socialist member of the city council. The others are closet socialists, most of them, almost all of them. And Kashama Swant has called for her to resign. You know why Kashama Swant wants Mayor Durkan to resign? Because she won't respond to the killing of George Floyd by imposing a tax on Amazon. No, that's exactly right. Amazon's the biggest employer in the city of Seattle. And no, it really is now. And it's companies built a lot of wonderful new buildings. Look, if this is allowed to continue, What prevents a huge crowd of people from going and saying, we're going to occupy Amazon? And then all of a sudden, everybody might begin to feel some of the danger here. The point about order, and it goes back to the broken windows theory. What do graffiti and trash and homeless people pass out in their own wastes on the street corner and broken windows, what does that have to do with more serious crime like rape and murder and assault and arson? Everything. Because criminals tend not to come to orderly neighborhoods. Sometimes they do. But they generally find that if you come to an orderly neighborhood, there are police services that can put things right. If you have total chaos breaking down and people camping on the sidewalk and people graffitiing everything, and that apparently people have said that it has been real damage done on Capitol Hill, that not only discourages people from living there, it encourages people who have terrible things in mind, encourages them to go there as a safe refuge, where, for instance, they can sell methamphetamines. They can sell fentanyl. They can sell deadly opioid drugs. They can sell heroin. They can market this on the street. They can use it on the street openly. I'm sure that would be part of what they want to do in the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. They can rob. They can pillage. They can, in fact, murder with impunity. Police stand the gap. They stand on that line protecting us. Are police perfect? They're far from it. But then again, all human beings are. And for most people who wear blue, including Chief Carmen Best, who I feel sorry for in this situation in Seattle, I would imagine that all her instincts as a cop lead her to want to go back to the East Precinct and to take it over. Maybe after the general strike, which has been called for today, she can do that. If she does not watch, this will spread all over the city and all over the country and will end up being a very grave problem that we don't need to have for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.